Dan, you hear that whistle?
Sure do, Amos. That whistle means Rinso White, Rinso Bright, Rinso New.
That's right. It means that this is Sunday and we're on the air for Rinso with Solium in it.
Show with Ernestine Wade, Lou Lubin, Shirley Mitchell, Amanda Randolph, Sidney Miller, Jeff Alexander, his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy. Show brought to you by Lieber Brothers Company, makers of New Rinso, the only soap that contains Solium. New Rinso gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso
blue, Rinso new.
Happy little birthday,
Brown. Well, Andy Brown is still hiding from his wife, Abigail. But his 250-pound bride is leaving no stone unturned in her efforts to locate her missing husband. Early this week, she frantically appealed to the police. The bulletin has gone out on police radios. And all over New York, squad cars are being alerted with...
Calling all cars. Be on the lookout for Andrew H. Brown, a missing person. He is 5 feet 11, 182 pounds, and was last seen running out of Lenox Avenue Wedding Chapel wearing cutaway coat. That is all.
The aid of a well-known columnist was also enlisted.
Attention, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the ships at sea. Let's go to France. The local police authorities have asked the aid of this reporter to assist in locating one Andrew H. Brown, a wayward spouse, who some weeks ago ankled his wedding immediately upon being spliced to an Abigail Simpson of Houston, Texas. Come back, Andrew Brown. Even Vyshinsky wouldn't walk out on his honeymoon.
Yes, the whole town is buzzing over Andy Brown's disappearance.
Actually, Andy Brown's still missing.
Oh, Andy is still missing, you know.
Andy Brown ain't been seen since he ran out of the church.
The police are looking for Andy Brown all over town.
Yes, the dragnet is out, and the whole country is searching for Andrew H. Brown. And at a time like this, when Andy needs the help of his closest friends, let's see how his best friend, the Kingfish, is reacting to Andy's predicament.
George Stevens, wake up! Wake up! It's almost noon.
Hello. What's the matter, Isabella?
What's the matter? Yeah, your best friend is in all this trouble, and you ain't a bit concerned.
Yeah, of course I was concerned about it. Matter of fact, I was so worried about it, I didn't enjoy myself at the New Year's party last night.
I'd certainly hate to see you when you was enjoying yourself.
Now, what do you mean by a remark like that? Now, explain to me what you mean by that. Now, go on, explain.
You didn't enjoy yourself at the party. Huh? You ought to be ashamed of the way you acted. A grand big man like you walking around with a piece of mistletoe taped to your head.
Honey, that was a great idea. You see, that way I could keep moving and still not miss out on none of the gravy, you see? I was a regular mobile smooching unit there a little while. Really puckering up last night, eh?
Well, it was one thing that everybody noticed. You was after all the young girls, but you didn't once come near me with the mistletoe.
Now, listen, honey, all I can say is that when you find yourself wandering in the peach orchard, you don't go around looking for rutabagas.
Listen, George, you know where Andy's at. What's happening with him?
Well, now, look, honey, I'm going to tell you if you'll keep your big mouth shut. Anna's been hiding in the basement of the lodge hall.
You mean that's where he spends New Year's Eve?
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I feel sorry for anybody that had to spend New Year's Eve alone. As his friend, you ought to done something about it.
Well, I did. Yesterday afternoon, I took him one of them tin horns down there to him in the basement. I told him when the clock strikes 12, blow his head off like anybody else do.
Giving him a tin horn.
Yeah, then on top of that, I brought him a bag of confetti there and a paper hat and a bag of potato chips. Believe me, honey, he had the biggest one-man fiesta in town down there.
Well, George, all I can say is that you ought to be ashamed about this whole mess that Andy's in with Abigail. It's all your fault. You only got him up to that altar to get money out of Abigail. You know that Andy didn't want to marry her.
Yeah, but like I told you 10 times, the wedding was supposed to be busted up in the middle of the ceremony, but things went haywire.
You know, George Stevens, this is a perfect finish to all the horrible things you've done in 1949. You never supported me. You done dipped all your friends. You shot at the lodge. You done kicked Andy into marriage.
did have a pretty big year of debt. I really did. Well, get on down here in the basement and say hello to Ender. You sure keep a dog down here. Yeah? Yeah, I guess that's the safest way. Oh, Ender, there's the kingfish. Where is you?
Wow!
Oh, still celebrating. Happy New Year, son. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, kingfish.
Yeah, well, tell me, Ender, did you have a big time for yourself last night, tooting the old year out and the new one in and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. When it was 12 o'clock, I blowed on the horn a couple of times, sang Auld Lang Syne to the hot water heater, shook the furnace, and went back to sleep.
You always was a party boy, all right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, too bad you missed a big party over at Mr. and Mrs. D. Price's house.
Boy,
oh, great affair there. I was going to drop by here and bring you some eggnog, but by the time I got to the punch bowl, the thing was pretty well empty.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing in it was a cigar butt, a lady's ear ring, and a pivot tooth.
You is a fine friend. Mm-hmm. Here I is hiding from Abigail, down here with no food or nothing, and you out having a big time for yourself.
Wait a minute, dear Niana. I thought about you starving down here in the basement. I remember it well.
You do, huh?
I was chewing on a turkey leg at the time. I got so choked up on the thing, it stuck in my throat.
You did, no fool.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to follow it up with a slice of roast beef to wash the stuff down my throat.
Well, tell me this, Kingfish. Tell me, is you hearing anything about Abigail?
Oh, yeah. She got the police, the FBI, everybody on your trail, Anna. Well, she got a dragnet out for you already.
Oh, man. Well, look here, Kingfish. I was awful sick of this basement. I'd like to come upstairs to your office for a while and get washed up, but I'm kind of afraid to do it if the police is out looking for me.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, Anna. I'll go upstairs to my office first, make sure that the coast is clear. Now, in the meantime, you fold up your cot here and get on your shirt. And then when you're ready to come up, you knock on the radiator pipe to lead up to my office.
Yeah, knock on this pipe right here, huh?
Yeah, knock on the pipe like this. Man. Now, then if the course is clear, I'll knock back.
Okay, I'll see you after a while.
Okay. If that boy stayed in there much longer than that dampness in the basement, he'll have to start growing mold on his out there. Charmaine, I want to see you.
Oh, good morning, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, now, look here. Here's something very important I want to discuss with you.
Yes.
Now, Andy is hiding in the basement, and naturally, we don't want his wife Abigail to get in this building yet.
Oh, I know that, Kingfish.
Yeah, so if his wife Abigail come around here, I want you to keep out.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you see, I figure if you keep chasing her away, why, she'll get tired of coming around here.
Yeah, well, that's what we always planned to do.
Yeah, now you understand.
Oh, perfect.
Everything clear.
Certain.
Good.
Oh, by the way, Kingfish, Abigail Simpson is waiting in your office.
Holy smokes. You know, Charmaine, if I didn't know your head was there, Tate, I'd swear you had a slow leak in the back of it somewhere. I better get in and see what Abigail wants you. Well, if it ain't the charming Abigail Simpson Brown, what can I do for you?
You know what you can do for me, Kingfish. I see maps to know where my husband is hiding. And I got a sneaking suspicion you know where he is.
Yeah, well, suddenly I know where he is. Your boy left us out of the South Seas. He left for that big island out there, Indo-Magnesia. That's where he was.
Is you sure about that?
Oh, sure, I sure. Yeah, I was down to the dock, yeah. I seen him with the boat ticket in his hand. Then I seen him walk up the gangplank with his 6 suitcases. Then I seen him on the poop deck, wiping the tears out of his eyes. And the last words he hollered down to me was... Guess my radiator needs a new gasket in it or something like that. She'll make a lot of noise, that steam come up here.
Listen, what was you saying about Andy?
Well, like I say, I seen him off on the,
Why is that radiator knocking so loud?
Well, we're burning hard coal around here. Yeah, that's the hardest coal we done ever had around here. Got a nice beat to it, too, Andy. Sounds like somebody throw the drum in the furnace there. Hey, wait a minute. I'll yell down through the hole here where the pipe come up. Oh, janitor, if you was down there, stop that noise. There's these serving a woman up here by the name of Abigail Simpson.
Listen, George Stevens, the reason I came here was to tell you that I heard that you is the one that tried to have my wedding broke up, and that you is responsible for this whole mess.
Yeah, but Abigail...
And I'm telling you right now that if you don't find Andy for me, I'm going to take legal action against you and drag you into court for fraud.
Me into court?
Yeah, and you're going to end up in jail for the rest of your life, and I ain't fooling.
Her coming in here, treat me that way. Who does she think she is? She thinks she can scare a grown man like me. She got another thing coming to her. I'll show her that I ain't scared. Andy, is you still down there? Well, set up another cot in the coal bin. I'm going to move in there with you, boy.
Brighter than new,
rinse over.
Brighter than new,
rinse over.
Rinse over. Rinse over.
Rinse all new. It's true. Rinse all, the only soap that contains solium, gets white clothes whiter, washable colors brighter than new. Rinse all new. Rinse all puts sunshine in your wash, even if you dry it indoors. No other soap can make your wash so white, so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient solium. Use Rinso for your heaviest wash and see for yourself. Today's Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. Use Rinso. See your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso white.
Rinso new.
Happy little Monday song.
Abigail says she's going to throw me in jail. What is that going to do, girl?
Kingfish, Shorty the barber, says he wants to come in and see you on this New Year's Day.
Yeah, well, send him in. Yeah, well, this visit is wonderful, Shorty. Why did you come over here to see me on New Year's Day?
I came because you was late. You was one of the biggest pals I ever had. I came because I wanted to see the closest friend I got. I came because I wanted to spend New Year's Day with my best. I came because... That ain't you guys. All the other joints is closed.
Now, listen, Shorty, I'm glad you come over here. I'm really on the spot this time.
Mm.
Abigail said that she's going to have me thrown in jail unless I get Andy to go back to her as a husband.
Mm.
How you like that? How could I possibly double-cross Andy? How could I double-cross a fellow who has loved me for all these years? How could I double-cross my best friend?
Well, you shouldn't have no practice.
Oh, no, look here. Well, I done had plenty of practice working on the boy. I just can't think of no new angle. That's my trouble, you see.
Yeah, well, the trouble is, you was confused, Kingfish.
Now, wait, calm down, Shorty, listen. Mm-hmm. You see, the trouble is, for the past 3 weeks, I done told Andy that Abigail is the homeless woman in the world, and the smartest thing for Andy to do is keep away from her.
Well, all you got to do is reverse the thing. To tell Andy that you changed your mind, and his duty to stay married to her and be her husband. That's what I tell him.
Yeah, well, I think you got an angle there, Shorty. Convince him that it's his duty to stand by his little 240-pound bride, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I can catch up with Andy up in his room then. Now, he's there going up there and take a little nap.
Yeah, that plan ought to work all right, Kingfish. Now, I was just thinking, after they're back together again, that there's a wonderful place Andy ought to take Abigail on their honeymoon. A place that would really symbolize their future married life together.
Now, where is that, Jordan?
The beautiful island of Hawaii, the tropical paradise of South America, the romantic setting of the Italian, Devil's Island.
Well, I guess Anna's in his room here packing his clothes. I see the light under his door there. Well, I got to get in here and convince him to stay married to Abigail.
Oh, it's you, King Vic. Holy smoke, I nearly jumped out of my skin when that door opened. I thought you might be Abigail.
Well, Andy, the reason I come up here was to talk to you about Abigail.
Well, now look, Kingfish, you ain't got to talk to me no more about her. I agrees with you that Abigail is about the ugliest wife a fella could have.
And like you say, I'd be crazy to stay nuptialated with her.
Yeah, well, now look, and I've been kind of thinking the thing over and wrestling with your conscience, yeah, and I done come to the conclusion that that you ain't done right by little Abigail.
I ain't done right by her. What you mean by that?
Now, don't play innocent, Andy. You got to face it. You has busted poor Abigail Simpson's heart.
I is?
Yeah, and the tragic thing is, Andy, in a case like that, you ain't bust no ordinary gal's heart. Yeah. With a fat woman like Abigail, you done fractured a 14-pound organ there, boy. And the breaking that heart is the most shameful thing that's done happened since Aaron Burr cracked the Liberty Bell. Now, I'm going to tell you the
truth. Oh, now, wait a minute here, Kingfish. Just this morning, you agreed with me that Abigail is an ugly old toad, and I ought to get out of this marriage. Now, how come you changed all of a sudden?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Andy, for one thing, have I left you here a while ago, I went home and I took a good look at my wife, Sapphire. And let me tell you, son, you was practically marrying Venus to Milo.
Listen here, Kingfish. That don't mean nothing, comparing Abigail and Sapphire. That's like holding a beauty contest between two crocodiles.
Oh, look here. Now, look at the thing from the practical angle. Being Abigail's husband has got a lot of advantages, you know.
Like what?
Well, for instance, the one thing that a married man always worried about is that when he go to a party, the other fellas liable to start pawing his wife, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with Abigail, you save, you see, because in a man in town that would touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, you're right. I never looked at it from that angle.
Yeah, but on top of that, looks ain't so important, then.
There you go.
No, it's what's inside a person that counts. Abigail got a beautiful spirit, a wonderful heart, and a lovely soul.
Yeah, I'd really have something if I could ever turn her inside out.
Anna, you know it's your duty to go back to Abigail. After all, you was her lovely wedded spout, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but listen, Kingfish, even if I did go back to Abigail, where we live, I ain't got nothing but this broke-down room of mine.
Oh, this place ain't so bad, Anna. I think you could give it a real feminine touch here if you tried. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is to put some slip covers on them orange crates over there. Put a little white picket fence down the bed there. Put a doily under the cusp of the door. You'll have a tidy little love nest there.
That's right. Maybe I could get the landlord to put up some drapes in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Only thing is, there ain't no window in there to hang them on. Oh, listen, Kingfish, we might as well face it. This place of mine is a mess.
Yeah, but you can fix it up, Andy. And anyway, I wouldn't be ashamed of it. Why, this room shows that you are the real, true, patriotic New Yorker.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah. From the looks of this place, it's plain to see that you've been saving water since 1922. You know that?
Yeah, you're right. I'll tell you, when that reservoir went dry up there, I was one boy. They couldn't put no blame on
me. Yeah, you got it. I tell you, Andy, everything was considered, you ought to go back to your bride. She a charming woman. Yeah, you really going to have connubial bliss, boy. You really going to make a mess of that.
Yeah, but Kingfish, let me tell you something.
Look here. If you don't go back to her, she's going to sue you for non-support, desertion, and everything else. Now, you ain't got a chance. Now, why, if this was the Middle Eagle days of torture, they'd stick your head in an iron boot for doing a thing like this, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess you're right, Kingfish. Yeah, the best thing for me to do is to go back to her, I guess.
Yeah, now you're talking, Anna. Now, tell you what. I'll go over to Abigail's hotel and give her the good news. Oh, it's going to be wonderful for you, Anna.
Yeah, I guess it won't be so bad me having a wife. Just think. Mrs. Andrew Hogg Brown.
Yeah, you know something, Anna? She could never find a middle name that would fit her any better than these hotels.
Friends, this is Ken Carpenter. You know, the Rinso you get today is really an amazing soap. New Rinso gets clothes whiter than new. That's right, whiter than new. And washable colors even brighter than new. It's because Rinso, and only Rinso, contains Solium. No other soap can get your clothes so white or colors so bright. Your wash turns out Rinso new. Even in wet or freezing weather, even if you have to dry your wash indoors, Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Today's new Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Get the economical giant size of Rinso with Solium and see for yourself what an amazingly beautiful wash new Rinso gives you.
what's this I hear about you deciding to make up with Abigail and be her husband again?
Yeah, that's right, Amos. The Kingfish is over breaking the news to her right now.
Yeah, well, I guess you figured going back to your wife was the best thing, huh, son?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have connubial bliss and all that sort of stuff.
Well, Andy, the preacher did say that he pronounced you man and wife until death do you part, you know.
Yeah, and them is the words that hook you forever. Sometimes longer than that.
Why is you laying down in bed, Andy? You feel sick?
No, I ain't sick. I just gonna take a nap. I was exhausted.
Yeah, well, I'll get on the way and let you sleep, Andy. I sure wish you and your bride all the happiness in the world.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll be happy, Amos.
Well, so long, Andy.
Yeah, so long, Amos. Close the door, will you? Oh, me. I wonder if me and Abigail is gonna be happy. I hope so, because, like the preacher says, till death do you part. You sure a big fat gal. Got a cackling laugh that drives me crazy. I wonder what our married life is really going to be like. Well, here we is, honey, at the doorway of our little love nest.
Oh, Andy, it's so cute!
Yeah, and now for the big event we've been waiting for, my darling. Me taking you over the threshold. Here we go. You ready? Upsy-daisy. There we is.
Oh, Andy, it was so romantic of you to do that!
No, no trouble at all. Say, by the way, remind me to take this wheelbarrow back to that fellow in the morning. Well, honey, how you like the apartment I got you? I had it all refurnished and everything.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, glad you like it, honey. Glad you like
it. And look at that wonderful sofa. I just got to kick my shoes off and plop down on it.
Yeah, well, careful with that sofa now, Abigail. It ain't paid for yet, you know.
Well, let me see if it's nice and soft.
Oh, me. I wonder how long she's going to keep up this crazy laughing.
Till death do you part. Till death do you part.
Well, it's our first wedding anniversary. I'll get on in the house here and see how my little bride is feeling.
Well, by the time you got home, you're no good loafer. Put on this apron and wash them dishes.
But, honey, I was tired. I was worked 14 hours today at the foundry. And on top of that, you know I've got pneumonia.
That ain't no excuse. You were 3 minutes late.
Well, honey, I run all the way home. Now, who is that at the door breaking the peace of our little love nest?
Well, them's my relatives from Texas. I invited a few of them to move in with us. Come on in, relatives. The door is open.
Holy smokes, how long is this mob of people figuring on staying with us?
Till death do you part. Till death do you part.
Mr. Brown?
Yes, doctor. What's the news?
Mr. Brown, you're the father of a fine 7-pound bouncing boy.
What is it, nurse?
Mr. Brown, this year you have a lovely 8-pound baby girl.
What's the news, doctor?
Congratulations, Mr. Brown. This year you have twins.
Holy smoke. How long can this go on?
Till death do you part. Till death do you part.
Look at Andy laying on the sofa there asleep. I'll wake him up. Andy, wake up. Andy, wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Look here, I've been over to see Abigail and told her the news, and she overjoyed, Andy.
Yeah, well, listen, Kingfish. After what I've been through, you can tell Abigail to go back to Texas. And she can take our babies with her, too.
Your babies? Holy mackerel. What's the sun happen around here, Andy?
Oh, me. Listen, I was half asleep. But I was awake enough to know that I don't want no part of Abigail.
Yeah, but you can't back out of it now, Andy. I done told her that you was going to be her husband. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. That's her on the phone now. She said she was going to call you up over here.
Yeah, well, give me that phone.
Yeah.
Hello?
Andy, honey, is that you? The Kingfish just told me the wonderful news.
Yeah, well, I don't know what he told you, but it's all off.
All off?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't, Andrew Brown. Now, you listen to me. I've had enough of this stalling, and I've made up my mind
have them, I'm packing my bag and leaving for Georgia. You ain't never going to catch up with me again. Goodbye.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Now, listen, Kingfish, get out of my way. I'm moving fast here. You want to come down to the station with me, that's all right, but stay out of my way.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. You can't run out on this thing now.
Kingfish, I'm telling you, I'm on my way. I'm going to wire my relatives right now that I'm coming. I got enough money to get to Georgia, and when I get off that train, I'm going to hitchhike from there on. So long, Kingfish.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. I'll go to the train with you, but listen, Andy, you can't leave.
Washington and Port South.
Well, that's my train, Kingfish. We just made it.
Andy, look here. You just got to reconsider this thing. You can go.
Don't argue with me, Kingfish. I made up my mind and I'm going.
Well, Andy, it just means that I got to stay here and face the music. You can't do this to me.
Well, I go, Kingfish. I really outsmarted that Abigail.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. Look here.
I got to get on board, Kingfish. The man done signaled the engineer to go ahead.
Well, telegram for Andrew H. Brown. Telegram for Andrew H. Brown.
Oh, that must be the answer for my relatives. Right over here, boy.
Are you Andrew H. Brown?
Yeah, that's me, all right. You got a telegram for me?
No, but I got something else. It's a summons to appear in court to face the charges of Abigail Simpson Brown on January 8th, 1950. Happy New Year!
That summons server caught you right at the train, huh? That sure was a tough break.
Yeah, Amos, now I gotta go to court next week. That Abigail is suing me for fraud, false pretenses, and everything else.
Well, Andy, did you figure out any angles on how you're gonna fight this here thing?
Well, my only hope is the fact that when I say I do, I didn't really say that to the preacher. I was only answering the question the Kingfish asked me.
Yeah, well, I certainly don't want to miss that trial next week. I bet that's going to be a mess.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to lay all the facts before the judge and the jury.
Yeah, well, every time you open your mouth, you got to have the facts straight. Facts is important. Ain't that right, Miss Cotton?
Yes, Amos. And it is a fact that more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Only new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient Solium. Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter than new and washable colors brighter than new. Yes, Rinso new. And for dishes, too. Rinso is marvelous. Rinso makes the hardest part of dishwashing easier. Your pots and pans really shine. Get the economical giant-size Rinso with Solium.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope the new year has started off well for all of you, and we hope that 1950 will be one of the happiest years you've ever had. Night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
At the same time, when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.